Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the D. Whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I'm your host, Poetic Energy, and my co-host is CBG. He will be joining us later on in the show. While we're getting in tune for our guests to chime in, we're going to go ahead and play a little music for you and get the show rolling here. We're going to try to go with a little Kim for right now until the guests come in, and then we'll take the show on where we should be going here. All righty. Let's try.
Where would I be without you?
Where would I be without you? Where would I go to let it all out? Where would I be? Without you. Without you, babe. Where did the sound of love go? Where did you find someone new? And what do I do? Without you, oh babe, without you, girl. Without you, hey, without you, girl, hey, where would I be without you? Where would I go to let it all? I better go now. Okay. Without you, girl. Without you, hey, baby.
without you, girl. What am I gonna do, babe?
I'm great. How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing great. Wonderful. Wonderful. Glad to see another show. We did confirm that the guest was going to be here, but we must keep the show going on, and we already have the switchboard is it's kind of, you know, on fire here. So what we're going to do is just until he calls in, We'll get it started. I guess we got to start with the open mic instead of the featured guest this evening, because we got to keep the show going. Okay, we see a lot of hands up, and we just going to take them in the order that we see them, all right? All right, we have a caller from the 615 area code, and we're going to put you on the air. Caller from the 615 area code, how are you this evening?
This is Darren B. Rankins. How you doing?
Hi, Darren. How are you?
I'm just sitting here relaxing.
Okay. You are here. I guess the number is showing up a little different here.
Yes, it is.
But nevertheless, you are here, so that's wonderful. This is our guest, everyone, author, poet, businessman, Darren B. Rankins. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Show. What I'm going to do before we get started with your questioning, I'm just going to let the people know, read a little info from your bio, because it's very, very impressive. All right. Darren B. Rankins, born in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I hope I'm saying that correctly.
Murfreesboro.
He's one of seven children. He degree in writing poetry in the sixth grade, so he's been doing quite some time. He graduated from Middle Tennessee State University, where he took part in his first poetry slam in 1994. He began to submit his poetry to the newspapers and magazines all over, and in the National Banner and Daily News Journal specifically, as well as a chapbook and poetry books across the country. Darren's passion for writing has given him the opportunity to share his belief with others in the form of a successful Christian t-shirt line. Okay, he's doing it big here. The shirts are designed with a combination of original poems, beautiful graphics, and timely Bible verses. Yes, he has a lot of them. You'll be able to, as we go on the show, you'll be able to get his information. You'll be able to see some of the beautiful, wonderful designs he has in t-shirts. I've seen them myself, and they are very, very professional and very nicely done. But let's continue to read on. He first started off as writing it as a hobby, but he wanted to make a greater effect on people. He started his own business called Pure Thoughts in 1995 to sell his products, expand his circle of influence. He has sold or donated over 6,000 t-shirts worldwide. Wow. He has contributed to various charities such as the Salvation Army, Feed the Children, as many as local causes. He truly believes in continually seeking knowledge from others and takes part in group studies in several area churches. He is seeking to find a better way to love himself and others around him. He is able to share his knowledge and receive the new designs he creates to the poems he writes. Darren has spent a lot of time meeting with the public to share his message. And if you, again, once you begin to look, connect with him on Facebook or any one of his social networks, you'll begin to see the work that this man does in the community as well as people around him. Very impressive. He enjoys speaking about pure thoughts and reciting his poetry whenever he's given an opportunity. He has written 3 books. He has his own magazine, Pure Thoughts Magazine. He's already begun on his volume 4 book. Wow. He's very, very busy. This will be a totally different approach to poetry than his first 3 books. His goal is to take his readers to places only the human spirit would dare to go. He has completed the CD version of Pure Thoughts, volumes 1 through 3, and now he's being released to the public. He's also working on an excellent digital teardrop video biography of his life and accomplishments on DVD. Wow, that is a lot for one person to do. Welcome, Mr. Darren B. Rankins, to the show. We're glad to have you. How are you this evening?
Glad to be here. I am totally excellent.
Yes, you have a very impressive bio. You're doing a lot of things. You're doing a lot of things that not only expands your circle of influence, but as you connect with other people, you're positively impacting their lives with your messages through your poetry. And that's a wonderful thing, because that's what poetry is supposed to do, you know, touch the lives of other people. Can you I know I just read your bio, but what do you really want the people to know about you, Darren B. Rankins, over and beyond your bio?
Just basically, I enjoy writing. I enjoy basically enjoying nature, going to the lake, taking pictures. I enjoy basically designing Christian T-shirts, and you know, just enjoying my life. You know, try to keep everything positive as much as possible, and because life is just too short. So everybody basically go to my website and see more at www.purethoughtsmagazine.net, or go to Pure Thoughts. .info, and you'll see more information, have more pictures, and just enjoying life. Just enjoy life.
Okay, specifically, Darren, about your magazine, Pure Thought, where did that inspiration come from to actually name it Pure Thought? Because when you think in terms of poetry, I would presume that you are a Christian, right?
Yes. Pure Thoughts, you know, basically just going out to different coffee houses and listening to other students recite poetry. I just got kind of bored and kind of frustrated with so much negativity with the youth, you know, while I was in college and outside of college. And I just said, you know, basically it's enough negativity in the world. The youth continue have the same story over and over again, where somebody's always holding them back, or someone, you know, is always negative about violence. I wanted to come out with something totally positive. And so Pure Thoughts, I can't think of anything else but Pure Thoughts to name this company and have this theme that, you know, we all live in some kind of harmony, peaceful harmony on this earth, if have something positive to go by, some guideline. So I don't accept anything that comes my way, no poems, no stories, that's negative. It's all inspirational.
You know, I really like that about you, because that's what the Poetic Energy Show, that's what our platform is all about, having, you know, being a positive influence in the lives of those that are around us, as well as keeping positivity in our own lives. So that's one of the reasons that I definitely wanted to have you on the show, to kind of explain about your platform and your mission with your poetry and just being a businessman in general, because I think that a pure thought to kind of encourage people to keep from being around negativity, that also encourages people to have balance in their own lives. And you know, when you get that negativity away from your life, you're able to go forward with a lot of things that you would normally be held back, because you're concentrating too much negativity. But if you're constantly seeking ways to keep yourself away from that, then you can, you know, see yourself moving more forward, you know, more expeditiously in the things that you're trying to do positively in your life. when you say that.
That's so true, so true. You know, I make sure when I get up in the morning time, it's Bible scripture. Well, I turn TV on one of the gospel networks. You know, when I go to bed at night time, it's all word. You know, I go to bed at night in word, wake up in word. When I go out in the real world, you know, everybody has a choice on how they want to live their life. But for me, you know, I try to keep it positive. So living in the word as much as possible helps me throughout the day. And so how we betray ourselves and what we information we absorb into our spirit shows out in public. So if you live in a house that's very abusive or you got a lot of negativity on your mind, believe me, you don't have to say very much at all. It's going to show in your eyes, in your face.
Absolutely. One of the things that I wanted to ask you about, is it preparing to get your three books together? Is there anything specifically that you do as an author or writer to kind of prepare a manuscript as far as, is there any special type of system that you use to get, you know, to pull your collection together?
No, basically, to the truth, how my poetry comes about is all free verse. I keep a pen and paper beside my bed at all times. Most of my thoughts come in the morning between 2 and 5 in the morning. It may come in one sentence. It may come in a whole paragraph. But however it comes, I'll make sure I write it down, cut my light on, write the information down, and go back to sleep. Format-wise, I said it's free verse. I just try to keep it, in such a form, in a way where I understand when I do put the book together, I put them in different chapters on emotion, positive emotion, everyday life experiences that I come in contact with. I like to write around those areas of positivity. There's always a solution around violence and anger. And between the Bible scriptures and then again, inspiration from the Holy Spirit, it helps me be more fluent in my communication and my writing skills and talents that God has given me to connect with other positive spirits in the world.
Right, absolutely. Wonderful. Now, would you say that there's a lot of authors, of course, who want to be in the position where you are. You're a businessman. You have CDs. You have three books and one forthcoming. And what is that? You have another teardrop video biography that you're in the production process.
Well, the video
is finished. Can you tell us a little bit about that, the teardrop video biography, or are you?
It's already finished. It's already done. It was done actually 2 years ago. So it's nail sealed, donated to certain libraries in the United States, and I think it ended that CD for 1998 or 99 up in that area. But that video is completely done. It just took place of my life experiences, videos of me out in public, selling Christian t-shirts, meeting people, writing my books, pictures of me at different lakes, just enjoying the scenery, writing while I'm out at the lake. So it's fully loaded. Now, when it comes to the magazines are just a tad different. It's four actual magazines. Volume 2008, 2009, and the new one, The Legacy, goes in two parts. It's all on CD. Plus, it has the three videos, audio videos, which I'm also on YouTube. I think I have like 11 YouTubes up now. Also, it's audio from some of my soundtracks when I use for the radio stations. It has a picture file on the CD. New technology. You put more on a CD. And it is totally awesome. I'm constantly exploring new options, new horizons. I'm trying to let my right hand know what my left hand is doing. The fourth book is basically done. It's finished. I just hadn't released it. So, you know, I'm looking at new T-shirt designs, that's coming out in the next 2 years. It's going to be a whole lot more. You're going to see a whole lot more of Pure Thoughts. In the next 10 years, you're going to see me at a whole new level. I've already had that vision. I already see it. I got plans to put it in motion. If people want to be where I'm at, I cannot guarantee them they can ever get where I'm at. Reason why? Because everybody has their gifts and talents and visions from God. And so I have people in my pathway that doesn't cost me an arm and a leg to get certain things produced. So one CD could cost you up to $10,000 to $15,000 to get it produced. When I have people in my family who own their own studios, I have my own graphic designers that we work together in different areas, so it doesn't cost me a lot of money in that area. Then I have my dad's a pastor and two brother pastors, and have a lot of friends of mine who are pastors, and then you know I have the connection with the different churches. So trying to guide somebody into the way I'm at and how they can follow my footsteps would be very, very hard. You really have to pray on it, and God has to connect certain people into your life to get to those points in your life. I have my CD now, my magazine is in 8 different countries now, and I just happen to have some friends who are from some of those countries who have some connections, and they would connect with library systems, so they're able to put my magazines and books into their library systems. So if I had to do a lot of the financials by myself, I could never afford it. It would be very, very expensive. I will tell people who wants to get to a point where I'm at and beyond is the first thing is pray about it. Second thing is write down four or five different plans. Then the third thing is to do your homework. Go to your local library. Talk to your librarians. Ask them tell them what you're trying to do. There are tons of information to keep you from going to a marketing company, getting charged $1,000, where you can go to a library and it's totally free, public information. So learn to use the resources in your local area. And the fourth thing is, in this market, you have to be aggressive at the same time. You can't be sitting around being shy. You have to know your product, research your product. Just don't go out there and put a product on the market because it sounds good and it looks good. Ask your friends, ask your female friend, do you like this? What do you think about this? You know, because women are your buying power. If they don't like it, you best not produce it because it won't sell. Now, if you enter this area just to make money, you already failed. You should go into your career and your hobbies as, like I say, it's a hobby, having fun. And then everything else will fall in place. The finances gradually fall in place. But if you go into it, I just want to get rich and put all these books out and get my name out here, you're going about the wrong way. I started in 1995, started writing actually in the third grade, started pushing in the sixth grade, went to college until I started to actually get the information out to a new level into books and magazines. And I'm the kind of person, if you say no to me, I'm going to prove you wrong, you know, because anything you put your mind to, you can do it, but you have to do your homework.
Absolutely, I totally agree with you. One of the things, the key things while you're talking about it, the key thing is that you have to have a plan. A lot of authors and poets, they go to a lot of the functions, the spoken word functions, but they do consistently out a plan, and that's something that you said that's very key to anybody that wants to continue going to different venues or getting the opportunity to speak before audiences and actually gaining notoriety and as well as gaining an income, but also enjoying it at the same time. I think it's so important that you plan. And I'm so glad that you said that because that's very important. A lot of people, they do not plan, and therefore they find themselves just doing it for a short period of time and never really, you know, doing more than that than just going to spoken word venues without, you know, drawing up a, you know, strategic planning, doing any type of strategic planning to take it to the next level. And what you have done, you have created essentially your legacy of you do a lot of branding, I can tell, with your magazine, your books, and your T-shirt line. You might as well say it's your T-shirt line. And you know, people that have been in the industry a lot longer than you have not even gotten that far. So it's important that you have a very strong support system. That's one of the key things that you said also, is that you have a lot of connections. You have a lot of people that support you in your efforts and that are on board with the goals that you're trying to accomplish. And that's such a wonderful thing.
Yes, so true. And, you know,
one of the other things I wanted to ask you about, how essential do you think it is to a person that that wants to brand themselves with their poetry for them to contribute to charitable events? Because I think that you do that a lot. You're always giving back to the community or participating in the community. How essential do you think that is to a person's success in being an author and a poet?
Well, you know, volunteering your time in society, you know, it's always a positive thing. I just remember when I started Pure Thoughts, and I went to certain businesses and, you know, and kind of gave a debrief of what I wanted to do with my T-shirts. And I went at the point with books at that point in time. And I remember so many times that some of the business owners said, you don't have enough money. You don't have a business plan. You know, and, you know, just went around in circles. And it really intimidated me, made me really feel bad because, you know, I was a poor kid and you know, basically I didn't have any money and, you know, I was wondering how did I get this in here and then I had a lot of the people when I started my books also, you know, was telling me all these different myths about, you know, publishing companies don't buy into your poems and you become rich and all that. I kind of bypassed that because I wasn't looking for that. I was just basically looking for, you know, basically trying to get some of my books published. My poem published in certain books or magazines, and I wasn't even looking at my Christian T-shirt. Actually, getting to the hundreds of thousands, I just started off with like 25 T-shirts, and from that point, you know, one friend connected with another friend. Somebody else saw my shirts, and I think the first week I sold my first shirt was like 25 shirts. I thought it was fun. I ran another 75. I sold them in 2 days. And then the next 2 weeks, I sold another 300 or 400 within 2 weeks. And, you know, it just kept going higher and higher. So I thought about something for a change. I said, well, I got rejected a long time ago by a lot of business people. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to give back to society. So I started basically each shirt I would sell, say a family could not afford four T-shirts and they had six people in the family, I would just give them the other two shirts. You know, or if I'm out at a convention somewhere, I basically give my 10 or 15% financial back to the organization, but let me be there for the night. I always connect with certain people who are doing different functions, offer me to come and say something, do something. I'll say, wait, that's fine. So everywhere I've been, I started taking pictures to catalog all that. But it was my motive is really still not, which it takes money to make money, to produce these products, but my motive is still not about being a millionaire with Pure Thoughts. My motive behind Pure Thoughts is to continue to put out something positive into society. So I, you know, looking at the dollar, that to me is way out in left field. It's looking at, you know, what can I do in society that reflects back to me and my family that somebody is out here trying to make a difference. I can't cure the world on evil, and I can't cure the world on how people think about Pure Thoughts or anybody else. But what I can do is do the best I can in being who I am and trying to be the best Christian I can in the eyes of God. And everything else will follow. If I'm not trying to please man,
absolutely,
I'm trying to please God.
Mr. Rankins, was it very hard for you to pull together your collection, would you say, when you decided that you were going to put together three collections? Or was it just a matter of making the decision to do it?
Yeah, that's what I found. A lot of different writers come to me and ask for advice. No, it's never hard for me to sit down and write poetry or short stories. I just go straight from prayer and let the Holy Spirit guide me. You know, if I want to write 25 books, all I have to do is just sit down, relax, read some scriptures in the Bible, Holy Spirit have a revelation. It just starts to flow nonstop. I used to just hate to get down and sit down with a paper and pen. And I just write and write. I'd be like, wow. You know, I'd write until my fingers fall off. Some people just have that gift. And like I said, I have a multi-gift. It's just not about just writing itself. It goes in, like I said, designing around scriptures. It goes into seeing designs on different products. You know, I'm visual, and at the same time, I'm verbal at the same time. So I see things like an artist. An artist can look at the landscape and sketch it out. But what I do, I can't sketch it out. I can look at that landscaping, and I can write about it. I see it, and I can write about it. It's like the Bible says, it's about insight. It's something totally that a lot of people just don't see about life itself. You may see a green tree,
right.
But I may see something totally different. I see the tree itself growing inside the tree, you know, reaching out to the heavens, you know, grasping out at the raindrops.
You know, it's very true. It's very true that a lot of people just totally disregard the beauty that surrounds us and the astounding world we live in. And I just happen to be listening to you, and I think that's a really good thing, man, because too many people take for granted the environment. They just do. They really do.
Yeah, I can
appreciate what you're saying about it, I tell you.
Yeah, we have to learn how to coexist on this earth. You know, I don't see anyone else at this point in time, and NASA, anyone else, that they have told me that there's life somewhere else. So we have to learn how to take the advantage of what we have on this earth. We have to learn how to respect people. We have the biggest problem on this earth about the color of skin, the languages. You know, I don't have that problem. You know, I see life in by itself, enjoying everything, everybody. We all connected. We all going to die. So why call somebody else in life a lot of total chaos? It's enough chaos when I turn the TV on in the morning time. That's why I put on the Word Network. I need Word. I got to have that Word of God in my life, and I won't have it any other way. You know, anyone come to me with a lot of negative, I do not want to hear it. And if you email me a lot of negativity, I'm going to email you Bible scriptures because I will turn it over to a high authority.
All right, Mr. Darren.
You know what,
Darren, if the people wanted to join the interview thus far, if the people really wanted to connect with you, we did put the information in earlier. Well, tell the people how they can get in contact with you if they want to connect with you and connect with someone that surrounded themselves around a lot of positive energy. Can you share with us your contact information?
Well, I'm going to give you some. I know this will sound way out in left field. This is how I'm going to connect with you. Go to Facebook under Darren, D-A-R-R-E-N, B as in Bernard, Rankins, R-A-N-K-I-N-S. Go to Facebook, connect. Go to YouTube, check out some of my videos on YouTube. Also, just Google me, Darren B. Rankin, and then go back and Google me again with Darren without the B and put Rankins in there. MSN me, you know. I want you to Yahoo me. I want you to go in, and if you want to email me at fallenkid@2003@yahoo.com. But like I said, I don't have a lot of time to be your psychiatrist, okay? I'm going to let the people know I only have enough time to guide you to my psychiatrist, and that's the Holy Bible. If you want wisdom, I'm telling you right now, I'm giving the best advice in the whole world. Read the Word. Read the chapter Proverbs, full of wisdom. Then go to Ephesians 6:11. Putting the foot on my God for the things of this world, not the flesh of the spirit. You're going to need that when you get that wisdom, because when you get that insight, God's going to show you a revelation. See, you be seeing things that most people don't see. They cannot handle. Every negative force in life is going to come and try to attack you and say you are wrong for reading that book of Proverbs. Then go to the book of Genesis 1:1. You want to know how much God loves you? Go to Genesis 1:1. He created the heaven and the earth for all of us. It's just not for Darren B. Rankin or anybody else. It's for all of us. Learn to enjoy it. And men out there, be
right.
Aware of your household. You know, you have to, because God went after Adam in the Garden of Eden. He didn't come go after Eve, so men be men. See, but that don't mean you go out here and abuse your wife and beat your wife and abuse your wife. Be a man. And women, love your husband. Respect your husband, because men need respect. So all I'm telling you right now, I'm not just a psychiatrist. The Holy Spirit, God, Jesus Christ, guides me every day of my life. You can have the same thing. God can open you up to a world you have never seen and experienced if you just give him a chance. Full faith. Get on your hands and your knees and plead out to God and tell him that it's no other way in this world but through him. And that's the best
right.
I can
give. See why that you have a magazine, Pure Thoughts, and you're doing a wonderful, you have a wonderful mission with your poetry. That's a wonderful thing. You know, we need a lot of people to, you know, see that aspect and see the beauty around us that God has, you know, surrounded us with. And, you know, that's a wonderful thing that you have. You are already on that platform doing that and encouraging people to embrace God and his beauty and to use positive things to affect change in other people's lives as well as your own. That is really a wonderful thing. One of the things I do want to share with you some of the audience out here, some of the pieces that you sent in. We have shared them on the show before. We have like 50 minutes left in the show, but I just want to say, Mr. Rankin, it was a pleasure and an honor to have you on the show talking to us about Pure Thoughts and your mission of doing a wonderful work with your poetry, because not everybody understands that, you know, we are here for a purpose and not just for our own betterment, but for the betterment of people, and I really like your platform. And if you don't mind, I want to share with the people on the air some of your haiku or some of your spoken word pieces. That's an element of what you're talking about, having pure thoughts, you know, praying about things and things of that nature. We certainly appreciate you being here with us.
Anytime. If you want me to recite a poem, to your right, fair. I can recite one poem
You have one with us? For us?
You know that man got a poem with him. He's a poet. He got to have
a poem with
him.
It's always in my head. Always in my heart.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and open up the conclude your interview, and thank you so much for sharing with us. But we can get you set. You can jump off the open mic with one of your pieces, either one of the I have in the archives or one that you want to say personally.
Jesus' Last Teardrop. That's the poem I wrote a long time ago. Like a clear crystal ball, falling from a forever height, holding my forever thought, lies on the ground as a falling raindrop. And I want that poem right there, I want you to picture Jesus Christ on Calvary, on the cross, as he's been crucified, and a teardrop falls from his eyes, and on this teardrop is falling from a forever height, from his eyes down to the ground. It's holding our forever thoughts. Everything that we have done wrong is within this teardrop. He's forgiven us. And then it falls and hits the ground as a falling raindrop. And you know when a falling raindrop hits the ground, it expands itself. And then when it hits the ground absorbs the teardrop. And then life begins all over again. That is a very powerful poem. Jesus Last Teardrop.
Wow.
very impactful, very impactful. Again, Mr. Rankins, it was such an honor and a pleasure having you on the show and you sharing with us and, you know, the listeners about your mission as a support and a businessman. I must say to you, in the chat room, people are saying, I love the beautiful power of his message. He is excellent. People are saying a lot of wonderful things about you in the chat room, which is wonderful. So that means that whatever you're doing, keep doing it, brother, and you're being an encouragement and a light to the world, and we thank you for that.
All right. So let Jesus' light shine through. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Certainly a pleasure.
And I will talk to y'all later. Never forget to go to www.purethoughtsmagazine.net.
All right, brother. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate having you.
I will see y'all later.
We're going to keep the show rolling. And again, we'd like to thank Darren B. Rankins, a fine author, poet, and businessman, a man with a plan, a man that has a mission, and he's fulfilling that mission. We just certainly think it was a pleasure and an honor for him to take time out of his busy schedule to share with us his journey and to encourage us to be better people and share and have the world and the earth to be our muse. All right, now we got the switchboard is lit up, so we're going to take it down, straight in the row, and we're going to take the next caller here. Caller from the 973 area code, you are on the air with Poetic Energy and CBG. Glad to have you. What do you have for us this evening? Caller from the 973 area code, you're on the air with Poetic E and CBG. Glad to have you. What do you have for us this evening?
Is that me?
Going down to the next caller. Caller from the 631 area code, you're on the air with Poetic E and CBG. Glad to have you. What do you have for us this evening?
Hello, this is Strong Island 631. How are you?
Hello, Strong Island.
Hi, Strong Island. How are you?
I'm doing good, doing good. After that, I don't even want to read the poems I wrote.
That's all right. You do you.
That's okay.
Okay, well.
It's all right. We.
Well, this poem, and I forgive me, Lord, for this one. The poem is titled Pussy Dripping Wet.
Woo!
Yeah, that's right. All right, it goes like.
Go ahead, do your thing, girl.
Dripping wet, arms outstretched, caressing your body tight, wondering why it took so long to feel that magical touch, to see you explode right in front of me. Ooh, baby, my legs are shaking for the last nut to come and fill me up. Right there, baby, right there. My body is shaking from the pleasure of that tongue. So sweet, so warm, oh my, I'm about to come. All over again, but this time will be the last. We are moving way too fast. Clothes off, covers pulled down, rubbers put on, bodies thrown in every position. Quick, just finish. I love that missionary position. Gosh, geesh, you got me pleading. Make this the last because I'm running out of gas fast. This is one wish I wish you would do. 1,000 miles between us, we won't stop the dripping. I know you will cause, so just bring it on. Let's see who really will be standing and who will be begging for mercy.
Come on, pick up the phone.
The end.
You done?
Yep, I'm done.
All right, that's
the thing. All right, Star Allen. You done brought the heat for the night, huh?
Switchboard lit up, so we're going to have to take it down the road here. And, you
give everybody a chance this evening. All right, we're going to take the next caller. Caller from the 732, Eric Cole. You're on the Eric Poetic E. BG, glad to have you. What do you have for us?
I have a poem called Listen, just like my name.
All right.
What's your name?
My name is Listen.
Listen. Okay, Listen.
Oh, okay.
We're listening.
Okay. This poem is dedicated to the one I love. Oh, my goodness, when I first laid eyes on you, I couldn't believe it. Love at first sight. I never felt this way. I'm so lost and turned out, so confused and, oh, feel so dishonorable because I'm so caught up somewhere else. But, Lord, oh, Lord, I got to get my hands on you. And when I do, I'm not never going to let it go. Ooh, boy, you pent me up against that wall, and you told me you love me. Oh, not only do you love me, you have a tattoo with my name on it. Boy, oh, boy, what am I supposed to do? Listen to me, y'all. What am I supposed to do? Thank you. I'm done. It's not finished yet, so.
Okay, listen, that's fine.
All right, thanks for sharing.
She's a homegirl, too. She's from the 732. All right, homegirl.
Thank you.
Hope you keep
seeing to
hang out with us.
Please, don't go nowhere. I know you got something else because you're a homegirl. I know you got something else in that brain storage.
I have a lot more. I have a whole lot more.
All right, well, stay on the show and come back again after she finishes going through the list, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you for coming on. All right. That was Listen, y'all.
Listen.
All right. From the 832, you're on the air report again. CBG, what do you have for us?
Well, this is Jazzy Soul, host of Urban Geek Radio. Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
What's up, Jazzy?
All right. Glad to have you.
Thank you. Thank you. Tonight I want to share a piece called The Monster.
All right.
I am 5 years old. Laying in my bed, I hear the stumbling steps, the angry whispering shouts, his girlfriend drank the last beer. Now I run to the closet in fear. I pull it closed behind me. I hope and pray he won't find me. But I see the crack of light broaden. My tears begin to dampen. Cheeks begin to quiver. In this fight, I never win. Yes, he is bigger than me. But no, this is not just a physical thing. See, he is my father. It's a damn shame that I've come to view him. Big bad monster come to slay my soul. I know what will happen. I know I can't stop it. His hands lovingly lift me, but see, I know this is not about love. This is the twisted mind of a drunk, one who takes what he wants, one I used to call daddy. As his arms reach for me, my bladder releases and he slaps me. Quiet victim for 18 years, argument led to volcano eruption confession. I feel like this was destined. It turned me into the fear-crazed adolescent, all because of the one I call daddy. I layered my bodies in rolls of fat. I hid behind thick sweatshirts and hats because I knew what love was. It was swinging blows. It was innocence ripped from me. I hid, ran to the corners of my mind trying to find the safest place I could never disassociate. It was raw. It hurt. The fire he set to my clothes and hair burned. I could hear myself screaming and he would laugh, slapping the fire out. I tried to reason. What could I have done different? But the truth is, for me, I had to remain silent. Church house mouth in the front line fight. I struck a match at my plight. Then I saw him, wheelchair bound. The monster was only a mouse, but still the mouse accomplished an incredible feat. He took away possibility. I don't need a boogeyman, see. My father's a monster champion. So as I sit back and think the passion for life he stole from me, I took that shit back and I ran. I am not a victim. I am not a victim. I am not a victim. I am a true champion, a survivor, a conqueror. Because in the end, God is my truest father. You were just a fill-in. And even though you raped my soul, God has now restored me to whole. And that was my soul.
All right.
Oh, my God. How really.
Well, give her some hands together.
And I'm so glad you shared that with us. What was your name again?
Jazzy Soul. Urban Geek. That's me.
Okay. Oh, we're so glad that you shared that piece. Very pertinent piece. Very nice. You know, your poetic presence is just very powerful. I'm glad you shared that with us.
Thank you so much. I'm enjoying the show.
But so we're going to clap it up with you all. So thanks for this piece, sister.
Thank you.
All right. We enjoyed you. I hope you stay on the show, and if you perhaps to share something else with us, we're glad to hear you again. You have a very strong presence. All right, we're going to take it down the line and keep it moving, y'all. Call us from the 631 area code. You on the air with Poetic D and Stevie D. We love that you came out. So what do you have for us?
That's Strong Island, I believe.
We have more than one from the 631. Okay. Let's see here.
Hello?
Okay, call from the 631. You're on the air with Poetic D and CBD. What do you have for us?
Hi, this is Strong Island 631.
Okay, we have a couple of people from 631. Okay, did you have another piece for us, or do you want us to come back to you?
I'll read this piece, but I have to go.
Okay.
It's called Dick Plain
Seesaw. All right.
Tell her to turn her sound down a little bit.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. I don't get that echo.
Okay, it goes like this. Dick playing seesaw, my pussy saying give me more. Drip, drip, here it comes quick. Oh, don't slip. Hands are tingling, fingers are wingling. Oh, my, eyes rolling back. This is some good dick. I can't wait to escape this loving embrace. Please pass the beads while I'm still on my knees. Opening these lips for some dick real quick. Penetrating deep. I can't fall asleep, riding back and forth, while breasts are bouncing, hands caressing. My ass is now real wet from the lickety-lick-lick. Lick. Come put it in real quick. Bouncing while you're pounding, loving every round, squirting continuously, over and over. You're now losing grasp of what you're doing, because this screwing session is just a message to begin a journey of love, lust, and 1,000 miles. The end.
Girl, you are
right.
Mad.
Strong
Island.
All right, you dripping tonight, really? All right, Strong Island in the house. We're so glad that you came through. All right. Well, we're just gonna keep it moving. We have. We didn't start back from the beginning. We still have some people on the line, so let's call from the 832 area code. You're back on the air with CBG and Poetic E. All right.
That was G.
Okay, all right. Well, we're going to take a brief intermission and take some more callers after this. But we're going to play a little music here, you know, just to keep it all going here. That's right. All right.
Little I was Jill just Scott thinking
here.
About you. Wondering if you wear the same cologne. Smell good on you. Had the next boyfriend of mine try that same kind, but it stunk on him though. You know what they say, Everything ain't for everybody, but I tried anyway. You sure did smell good. Hey, yeah, you just run across my line. You just run across my mind. You just run across my mind. You just run across my mind. Oh, you had that massive. Never slumping, never round. It would turn me on just to see you walk into a room, across the room, out of the room. You really impressed me. Hey, yeah, you just run. Write this letter. Send this two way. I know I'ma say some things. I know you're gonna say some things that we both don't need to say. Like,
we're winding down the evening, but we must. We still got 30 minutes left in the show, so we're just going to keep it rolling. We do have another caller on the line, and we're going to take that call right now. Caller 832, you're on back on the air with Poetic Key and CBG. What do you have for us?
All right. My last piece of the evening is going to be I Usually Don't. And this is Jazzy Soul again.
Okay.
Jazzy Soul.
Yes.
Kick
here we
it.
Go.
Do your thing, girl.
I usually don't. I usually don't like big girls, but baby, your face is so pretty. I know this may seem petty, but don't make an exception for me. Your bias still screams from every syllable of your speech, yeah? I usually don't. I usually don't like light-skinned girls, but baby, you're exotic. Your very sway is erotic, and I know this may seem silly, but don't make an exception for me. Your bias still screams from every letter of your soliloquy. I usually don't. I usually don't have sex on the first night, really I don't, but there is something about you that's hypnotic. Don't take this the wrong way, but I know you're lying. Sex in the back seat of my car is no challenge for you, so we can do this, but know this, I usually don't do this, but you made it so damn easy. I usually don't. Expect a man to pay for everything, but you are so bent on showing worth through wealth that I feel that I have to play along. Get my gold, but you have the nerve to call me a gold digger when you try to buy me? This is some kind of hypocrisy. I usually don't. Fall in love is easy, but you have swayed me, captured my heart, and held it captive. I have elected to be your ruling captive. I usually don't. The statement that precedes lies, truth and lies, in between lines, truth is you always do this. Maybe my next poem should say, see, what had happened was. Verbal clues to lying fools, so tell me this. Do you feel me? Let me guess. I usually don't. And that was my soul.
That was tight. I was really feeling that. You got me open, G. I really never been into geeks, but boy, you made me reach my peak. Ooh, I like that beat. Yeah.
I think all you got
right,
some
you
love.
Got the
thank you.
The all right. That was I usually don't, y'all. All right. you
I like that. I really did enjoy that read.
Thank you guys so
all
much.
Right.
Good night.
You gonna come back? Are you going
you
to
know
night?
I'm
gonna
come back. Now I'm addicted.
That was a hot piece.
I'm addicted to the show now. I gotta come back.
Okay.
Come back.
All right. All right. We like to give that.
You guys
all
have a wonderful
right,
evening.
Right.
Thank you.
All right, we want to just take this moment and just acknowledge we've had quite a few people in the chat room. Some people have left since then, but we acknowledge that who's here. SoftKisses63, thank you so much for being here. Of course, my host, CBD, the Urban Geek, thank you so much for being here. We had Poetic Soul here with us earlier. Strong Island, and a host of other people. We just would really like to thank everyone at this moment for just taking your time out of your busy schedule just to hang out with us for a little bit. We so appreciate you and hope you that you will continue to come to the show and bless us with your talent. I'm just going to just keep it going here. Okay, we just dropped a call just got dropped. So what we're going to do, CBG, you have something that you want to share with us this evening? Or
yeah, I got a piece I want to read.
All right. Okay, y'all. This is my host, CBG.
This is a poem that was written for a special person that really would show me a whole bunch of interest and just didn't think I was noticing it. So it's called The Hidden Flower. I see you over there hiding behind the other flowers. I've watched you grow with each rain shower, hiding by day, expressing by night, running from the sun and soaking in the moonlight. Everyone adores you. Look at our smiles growing all around you like weeds in the wild. Ooh, honey child, what flower are you? Got bees all around you doing what they do. The smell, the sweet aroma, you exhaust like mist. Do you understand why we act like this? Well, you need not hide your loveliness any longer. Beautiful, hidden, I wonder. While the hidden feelings are for you, when you express your love more than the other flowers do, you really do stand out in a bunch. Perhaps this is why you are loved so much. Beautiful in color, vibrant in growth, you have been watched much more than most. Now you stand in the forefront and the others behind. All that know you knew this was a matter of time. So live, hidden flower. Love, hidden flower, and hide no more. Stand proud with petals smiling, for you are adored. And that's my piece.
Oh, my God, Stevie Dear, how did I not? I knew you were going to bring it to us. Let me clap it up for my partner and my co-host. All right, y'all. That was my co-host, Mr. Stevie G. That one poetic soul. Nice, nice piece. Nice piece. All right. I guess we still got 23 minutes left in the show. We had a few people got a little scared, but that's all right. They'll keep coming back as we continue on with the show. I guess I can come with a little piece here. I don't know if I read this one before, but this is a piece that's in my new collection, my new book, God's Inner Peace. So I'm going to read it, and it is as follows. It's called Peace of Divine Composition. Days confused, better yet perplex, sitting thinking until the feel of the earth is no longer that of the light. Another day consumed with the complexity of frightening thoughts of how I am going to make it on an earth that seems to be lost in her own space or has returned to her original state of being, an earth without form. I am often trodden down in deep thought, wondering where are all God's bountiful promises? Where are the promises of the land of milk and honey? Where's the laughter when something said is meant to be funny? I seek daily to create a life that is free from the awful scared cares of this world, but my efforts have been pointless because I was told such a life was already created by the creator of all mankind. But man's disobedience has stripped us from the direct privilege, so I must digress of trying and wanting to enlist in an effort that will keep me from truth. That truth is, ever since man has eaten portions of the forbidden fruit, mankind was exposed to the reality of his life being redirected and exposed to the awful two sides, good versus evil. Since the path of all mankind has been redirected, we must be subjected to embracing truth, and that is, to know good, we must confront the bad. To know what it is to be happy, we must dance with the partner of the sad. To know strength, we must borrow the garment of the weak. To understand the true rewards of possessing riches, we must bathe in the humility of the poor. To know the beauty of peace and walk in insanity, we must sing with the chorus of the despondent until the birth of a new song is generated by the vibes of our old soul brought forth into our hearts. To release the melodies of a new song that rings the notes of the divine angelic chorus, singing praises for the peace that has been written from the ink of sacred blood to produce divine composition, and that's that piece.
All right.
Let me clap it up. All right. Well, we have 20 minutes left, and we just got to keep the show rolling. We're going to hit you with some more music here with Kim, and we'll be back with some announcements here. So sit back and enjoy, please do.
Without you.
without you. Where would I go to let it all out? Where would I be? Without you. Ooh. Without you, babe. Where did the sound of love go? Where did you find someone new? And what do I do? Without you. Oh, babe. Without you, without you.
Without you, that's one of my favorite artists. It's very mellow. I just love a mellow sound of music. All right, you're back on the air with Poetic E. It's PBG. The time is winding down. We have 15 minutes left in the show. We're just going to make one announcement here. Monday night, we will be having a show called Understanding Wealth. These are some new segments that I'm putting into the Poetic Energy Show. I promised that I was going to bring some educational segments and some motivational segments, a lot of things that encompasses me that I want to share with other people. So I'll be here doing a segment on Understanding Wealth. I'm just going to give people pointers every second and fourth Monday. I will be doing there will be a segment on teaching you how to do a business plan or just kind of talking about it. And I'll probably start putting blogs with the information that I'm, talking about on each show.
is not really one of those call-in shows unless the person has a question for me. I want people to be able to understand how to build, as a poet and an author, that you should also design yourself a business plan, because it is a business for you, especially if you plan to take it further than just going to open mic events. So Monday night, I will be having a segment called Understanding Wealth, and that will be an hour educational show. So that if you can come out, if you hang out, if there's some information that you think you can use, by all means, do stop through. But we still have 14 minutes left in the show, so we're just going to keep it rolling. There was our announcement for today. So I guess I will say another piece. We just like to, again, thank all the people that came out and showed us some love. We had quite a few people that came out and shared on some of their wonderful pieces of the switchboard lit up at the beginning of the show, so that's a good thing. We really appreciate that.
I think Sean Allen needs to get a role. What do you think? I said, I think Strong Island wanted to get a room. What you think?
Yeah. Yes, a lot of people came through and, you know, listened, and Strong Island, you know, we really appreciated them coming through and just, you know, getting the party started for us. And Mr. Darren B. Rankins, again, who came and gave us some, you know, positive information and share some positive pieces with us. You know, everything encompasses. You can be sexy, you can be positive, you know, there's a lot of things that encompass the human body or the human experience, and we certainly got a lot of that this evening, so we certainly appreciate that. And on that note, I'm going to go back to the spiritual realm and come with a more spiritual piece, and it's entitled Child of God Watch. It's a short piece, but I'm going to read it. Child of God, watch. Satan is always knocking, trying to bust his way in, only if you're trying to live a life free of sin. If he keeps on circling and finds a crack in the window towards the den, he will creep his way in and influence you with some blowing sins. But if you keep God's word near to your heart, Satan can't come in and clip the valves of your heart. Trust in God with all your heart and soul. His love for you will not fold. He will provide protection around the clock, assign a host of angels to fight evil's fiery dark. Even if Satan tries to tear your world apart, circles around the block, and manages to stop, he'll keep on moving because he knows that you are being guarded by a host of God's angels, part of the Child of God Watch. And that's that piece.
That was good. We enjoyed
all right,
that.
All right.
Clap yourself up.
All right. I want to clap myself up back. All right. I've really been enjoying the show. All right, Soft Kisses, I hear you.
Tell Soft Kisses I said. Tell Soft Kisses I said to dial into the show and recite a piece and stop being scared.
Okay, Soft Kisses, all right. Did you hear us? Stevie G said, call into the show. All right.
And stop being scared.
Stop being scared. All right. We got 10 minutes left in the show, so we're just going to keep it moving and popping here. And, you know, first I'm going to give the invitation to my host, co-host. Are you prepared for another piece, or can we put on some more?
Yeah, I got something up my sleeve, and I ain't got no sleeves on right now. But there's something there. The True Love of a Woman is this piece. And I just wrote it last week, and so I hope I can read through it without any screw-ups. But you know me, I screw up and miss my place and can't find it. That's just how I do. The True Love of a Woman. The only thing better is the higher power above us. The True Love of a Woman God has made glorious. We men put that love through a whole lot of ill will, but a woman's love never stops, nor does it stand still. A powerful emotion, but we all know this, but this emotion via a woman is endless. Look at your woman today. Does she love you? Does she? If she truly loved you, you would know, trust me. The true love of a woman cannot be ignored. In true love, happiness is always assured. Assured to be happy and happy to be loved, the true love of a woman can illustrate what true love is really made of. She can caress you without a single touch by softly saying, "You are loved so much." Tenderly, she warms your heart with loving essence, makes you recognize her love is ever present. You will actually feel all that masculinity fade away to a melodic sensitivity. No need, my brother, for senseless fright, for that old mushy sensitivity won't bite. It will embrace you like it does your lady, and after you get past your ego, it's all gravy. This love, unique and rare, meant for a woman and a man to share. Hold your heart in your hands and let the love go. This is how to ensure that the love grows. The true love of a woman is waiting for your reception. It's right on Front Street. No need for mirrors or reflections. Don't look for a sign. Her love has broken the mold. She will love you for life as you two grow old. Hold your woman tightly and release your emotions. Shower her with your heartfelt devotion. She is the softest woman that you have ever held. She sends chills up your spine. In your heart, she melts. See her for who she really is. She is the woman you love so true. And the true love of this woman is just for you. That's one for the brothers that don't recognize. That's my piece.
You know what, CBD? You always, always bring it to the table.
Thank you.
All right, that was lovely, very divine. All right, we got a caller on the air, so we're going to chime in this caller here. Caller, you're
803.
You're on the air for the
ESCVG.
What do you have for us this evening?
My name is Boogie. How are you?
Boogie, what's
okay,
good?
How's it going?
I can't call it.
Boogie from the Boogie down South Carolina. Okay,
that's what's
go ahead, Boogie.
What's up? You want me to make it quick?
No, do what you do.
Oh, no,
take your time.
6 minutes,
okay, y'all want something sweet?
Sweet, sassy,
right.
Sassy, whatever
sweet.
You want to put out there.
Okay. You got me twisted like a bag of Twizzlers since you discovered how many licks it takes to get to the center of my Tootsie Roll Pop. So now I'm hiding my Kit Kat, keeping my mouth covered from Reese's Pieces and Peanut M&M's who desire to give me some of their almond joy, promising me Mars only on payday. Trying to claim 100 grand in the bank where their account is actually registering zero. Don't they understand that after being exposed to the Milky Way, not even a Snicker can satisfy me? My heart has tasted the rainbow of your Skittles, so I can never again eat plain chocolate. I get butterfingers when I think about how your juicy fruit created a mental explosion, sending my taste buds into your starburst. I am caught betwixt a jawbreaker and a hard place. I want you in my life now and not later. My skin feels as hot and as cramped as a box of nerds, sending my palate scrambling for a hint of your Pentine Ice. Hungry. All I can do is think about how happy I was with my Mr. Goodbar, yearning from the warmth of your Hershey Kiss. That was that piece.
All right.
Wow. All right. You know we got to give it up on that one. That was creative. You brought it, girl. Wait a minute, wait a minute now.
Hey, Boogie.
Yes.
And you're going to have to come back after you go back and look at this whole poem that you just read. You're going to have to go back and do something without chocolate. Now, you know you're going to have to come with some Starburst, some Skittles, some Laffy Taffy. I know you can do it. You got it in you, girl. Just bring it next time, all right? No, that was really good, girl. That was tight.
Thank you. Thank you. Y'all take care and have a good one.
Creative. All
right, Boogie.
All right, later.
All right, later. All right, y'all. That was
I got a short one. Hold on. All right. I got a short one. What is that? What I do with it?
All right.
I got a short one. I read it to, well, you read it, I'm sure. I got to find it now. I had it right here in front of me, and it disappeared. And it's very short. And it's called My Little Angel. And where did it go to? Well, here it is. Okay, my little angel. Hey there, little angel that's watching over me. Are you filled with despair or happy with what you see? I know you've been assigned to watch my every move and to report back to God on all the things I do. Well, I'm going to make it simple and live my life right to ensure the report state I'm living a good life. So, little angel, please enjoy your view because I'm going to do all the things God would want me to. And that's my short piece.
All right, my Mr. Stevie G. All right. All right. We got 2 minutes left in the show. We're winding down. All right.
Where you at, Sturdy?
Soft kisses. Says that, she said, how sweet, CBD. She'll come on next time, right, Office Kisses? She'll be on next time, but we have 1 minute left to show, so we're just going to thank everyone at this time for coming out to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I thank my co-host for being the person that he is, and we just love y'all. Thank y'all for coming out. Love, peace, and joy to everyone. Until next time, be good.
And mwah!
We're leaving the show with myself, George, and Monica. With either one of us.
It's
so sad to say, I love this song. All right,
has this gotten to the point where we just can't fake it? No. One of us wants to be the first to say goodbye.